Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Let's go! Hope you had a great weekend. I'm glad you're here. Welcome back to more of the greatest show that ever was on this station at this time on this day.
That'd be us.
That'd be us. The only one you got. Let's go with the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. All right. First up, I'm a little flustered. I have dental surgery today.
Oh.
I've been thinking about it all day.
That's right.
I woke up this morning like this with my eyes open. Gotta have surgery today.
Like super early again?
Mm. Yeah, but I came in today. Like a ball player playing in the Super Bowl with a torn leg.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here. I'm showing
same
up.
You do it anyway.
My mouth hurts, and I'm here using it with you guys. So let's see what happens. Up first, here is our video producer, Eddie.
Let me ask you guys something. Is it okay for parents to do this? And by parents, I mean me. My son had a baseball game, and you know it's been freezing here the last few nights. I mean, it was 40 degrees, and I could, from the parking lot, I can somewhat see the field. It's pretty far away, but I can see what was going on. I decided, instead of going to the bleachers where all the parents were, sit in the car in the heater and watch the game from there.
Hmm.
If you squint enough, you could see, like, oh, that's my son. I think that's my son, Batty.
How close are you so you could see, and could he see you supporting him?
I'd go 200 yards away, maybe 250.
Golly, that's like down the road.
But I know they were wearing orange, and I know that he's number 10, and so I kind of know the way he walks.
What if he played well, had a good hit, made a good play, and looked up to see if you were, like, supporting him?
That's what he said. He said, Dad, I looked for you. Were you there? I'm like, yeah, I was there. You didn't see me?
Can you hear me honk?
Yeah.
I mean, that is so weak, Eddie.
That is weak.
It is?
So weak.
We're giving you an official weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
Dang.
Yeah. So we're going to go with no on that one.
Okay.
But I get it. It's cold.
Okay, there was another dad I noticed. I looked two cars down. There's another dad in his car, too.
I mean, Eddie's out there with the binoculars, and someone sees him like, uh-oh.
You should have just prepared better, but I understand. We didn't expect it to be this cold this quick.
Yes.
For now on, though, you just need to bring enough clothes because it's cold.
Okay.
And basketball's now, just about, so
correct.
It'll be inside.
Baseball's almost over, thank goodness.
But we're going to go with
weak sauce.
Weak sauce.
Up next, here he is. He's your dream man, according to him. Lunchbox.
Woo! So I got a debate with my wife, and I need to know if you're team wife or team LB, and it's all about wedding etiquette, because we're going to my cousin's wedding coming up, and it's an out-of-town wedding, so we are having to fly to the wedding. So my belief is, since you're coming from out of town and flying, that you don't have to get the bride and groom a gift. Your gift is spending your money on airfare to get to their wedding to spend that day with them. Whereas in-town guests, they don't have to any expenses, so they're the ones responsible for getting gifts.
That's interesting, and I definitely could see where that would come into your mind. And I think that's acceptable-ish. I think the thing is, you don't take a gift because you're flying in. You just send a gift later.
Right, right. But I'm saying you already spent so much money on plane tickets and hotels.
But I think that's on you. That's on you. That's the cost of being a friend. So I don't think you're free to not get a gift.
But you could see how I could be free of not getting a gift.
You could send them a card, and in the card you put your receipt for the flight. So be like, this...
Oh, that's not bad.
It was our gift to you.
Yeah. That's how much it cost
me. It was an awesome wedding. We're not asking for a refund. We're just showing you what we spent. I would get them. I'd send them a gift anyway.
Yes.
But most people don't take gifts to weddings anymore.
They
just get on the registry and click it and send it.
Yeah, I understand. I just meant because we already spent the money on flights that we weren't responsible for getting a gift.
Yeah, they're not responsible for where you live. They're just responsible for inviting the people that mean a lot to them to come to their wedding.
Yeah, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Exactly.
that's why
you get them a gift. I understand why you would think that. I don't think you're crazy, just a little crazy. I do think you owe them a gift, though.
All right.
Up next, here she is in her band t-shirt. What band is that?
Oh, this isn't a band. It's a brand. She's a brand.
Oh, American Eagle.
But then it
looks like
a
band does, like a 70s band. Okay, I was going to question her on three songs.
Yep.
And regardless of who the band was, she wouldn't know them. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, mine's about cold weather and sports, but I feel like I'm an awesome mom now because I stay outside the entire game in the freezing cold.
She sees your car.
Wait, did she just come up with
this? She raises you, AI, stay outside.
That's rude, Amy.
This really isn't about me. It's about my Haitian son who's playing football for the first time.
The video of him freezing outside, hilarious. In his pads.
I know, funny until you know how much pain he was in.
Hilarious.
After the adrenaline wore off, like, he was so cold, I felt awful for him.
He's on the sideline going, oh, I can't do it. He's just bouncing up
and
down.
Tough.
Yeah.
But he, oh, yes.
So it's his first sports season having athletics outside, and plus we're navigating how to have him prepared where he's still got his uniform, but he's got the right layers and he can feel warm.
You can layer
warm.
Him up, put sweatshirts under him.
We layered him, but we just didn't layer enough, and so now... We've just got to fix that and maybe get some of those hand warmers that people use, like that heat up, like if you're going skiing or something. So there's checklists.
I don't know about all that.
No, we need all that. His Haitian blood cannot.
But I mean, okay, when does that not be an excuse anymore? He's been here for years.
I honestly don't know, but I think it's that he's just not used to being out there for that many hours. I mean, he was out there in the nighttime cold for 3 hours.
Same for me. I hate it, too. I'm like,
oh,
I think I'm Haitian. I think I'm Haitian.
Yeah, me too.
I experienced the same feelings that her son has.
Yeah, I mean, it's like genetically, like, he does what better in warmer climates.
Me too. I'm Haitian. We just figured out who needs a blood test or spit test.
Yeah, DNA test.
I'm Haitian, too.
So anyway, but Eddie's story made me want to pivot it towards me, how awesome of a mom I am.
You are awesome mom.
Because good job,
I stay out there in the freezing cold the whole time.
And he can wear as many layers, as many gloves as he wants. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
but I don't want to affect his moves on the field.
He'll be okay. Keep him warm.
Okay.
Because he was freezing, but I just avoid the hand warmers or like the space heater, any of that stuff on the sideline.
Oh, one mom there did have a heater.
That's awesome.
On the side, that's okay. Like if you're watching the game, that's okay.
I was like, this is not her first rodeo.
All right, next up, Raymundo, hit me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, sometimes he rocks sweatpants, and it's funny when he goes on rants. Mm-hmm. Bobby Bones.
So what? Thank you. Oh, wow, I didn't expect. Wow, what a warm welcome. Thank you, guys. So I had to go and get that physical because any of the shows or anything that I do that is physical, they're like, well, we can't have you sign up to do the show unless you have like all your blood work done. Everything came back. I'm super healthy. All my blood went through. My cholesterol was slightly high. It was right there near the edge. It wasn't even high, but it was close to what they say is the top of what's allowed, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You eat healthy.
Yeah, it could be genetic. It doesn't matter. All our bodies
genetics,
are made different.
Yeah.
That too, right? True. But even if that's the case, you still got to sometimes do extra work to get it back right.
Okay.
But what's up?
Well, I'm curious. Like, what is... I don't understand cholesterol. Is that
me
like
either. I just looked at
bacon?
Yeah, well, you're eating beans and bacon?
But I don't. I just think it's probably something
genetics.
Naturally. But the thing is, I get... You have like a little portal with the doctor, and they send all the results, but you get to see it yourself. I shouldn't be looking at all this, but I have access to it. I'm going through everyone. I'm combing through them.
Oh, no.
And then I'm Googling stuff.
So now you're dying.
No, I'm actually pretty healthy, except for my cholesterol, which is almost high. But in my chart, because I had to weigh myself, I had to measure everything. All clothes on, sweatshirt, hat, watch, everything. 6'1".
It said 6'1".
Because he had his shoes on.
Shoes on.
Oh, yeah. Thick soles.
I think they account for shoes. 6'1", fully clothed with a watch, 170.3 pounds.
Wow.
Thank
that's
you.
Healthy.
Is that something to be proud about?
Yeah, I don't that's know. Healthy.
Is that 6 foot you... one.
No, no.
The rest, who cares? Just making sure everybody knows.
But
and I was in my thinnest of soles.
Okay.
Wasn't even like some Air Force Ones. So in case anybody cares, I'm 6'1". So shut up and stop asking me about it. 6'1".
I mean, it was
the number six and the number one.
But back when you were 6 foot, it was fine,
I don't
right?
remember all that.
Was that like 2 years
weird.
Ago?
That was weird. I was such a small guy then. I'm not proud of what I used to be. Anyway, I just wanted to start this segment and end it with, you know, just some 6'1".
Bro, hanging. You need to lay off the fried chicken.
Hanging out, I know.
Are you, what are you eating fried chicken?
No, none.
It must not be that. It must just be like you said, you know, there's things you could probably do to help.
I'll figure it out.
Lower it.
Hey, don't worry about me. As long as I'm 6'1", cholesterol can be whatever it wants to be.
don't
give a crap. Yeah. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm dating. I need your opinion on if I'm a jerk for wanting to break up with him. So we started dating 2 months after meeting online. When I saw his profile pictures, I noticed he was losing his hair, but thought he'd look good with a shaved head. So we contacted each other. We started going out. After about 4 weeks of dating, I finally convinced him. He shaved his head. It did not look good. I'll be honest, it didn't look near as good as I thought it would. And now he's also grown a weird mustache to go with it, and I can't stand his look. I've asked him to get rid of the mustache, but he doesn't want to. To be honest, I'm no longer physically attracted to him, but I feel like it's partially my fault. So am I a jerk if I break it off with him after convincing him to shave his head? Signed, Laura. Well, here's the thing. You didn't force him to shave his head. You suggested he shave his head. You didn't do it while he's sleeping. He did it to himself while he's awake. I mean, it stinks that he likes you and did that for you.
And she liked him before you shaved the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she also said, I bet I'd like him with a shaved head. So she was already picturing him different than he already was. And then he tried to be different the way that she wanted him to be. And then she didn't really like that, especially because he did something else different, which is the mustache, which I agree, mustaches just by themselves are kind of creepy.
Yeah, if he had a ton of hair and did a mustache, I'd still
be right, right, right. But here's what I'm going to say. All that aside, because not the greatest look for you, you'd only been dating the dude 4 weeks. You can break up with him. Who cares? 4 weeks. It's probably something else that's driving you crazy about him anyway, and this is just a reason that you can actually find to go, yeah, I think I'm done.
Yeah, you don't have to say it's about his hair.
You can just say it ain't us.
Yeah.
We ain't in us. It's been great. It's still early enough that you do have to break up, but you don't have, it's not going to be a big dramatic thing.
Because I feel like if the feelings were strong enough, then some of this stuff wouldn't bother her.
Probably pretty strong though if he shaved his head, just saying.
Yep.
From him to her.
And then she breaks up with him and leaves him with a bald head.
Exactly.
And a mustache.
And a stash.
I have no problem with you breaking up for him for any reason 4 weeks in. There's probably something else that's driving you crazy or that makes you feel like it ain't working anyway. Because I don't think just this, if everything else was awesome, I don't think just this would make you go, I don't want to do it anymore. Because this is physical stuff that can be fixed, altered, changed. You don't like him anyway. That's what I'm going to say. Break it off. You don't want him to shave the mustache because then it gives you, oh man, now I have to stay with him because he shaved the mustache. You have every right to break it off at any time, regardless of what's going on. So good luck. A little bit feel like a dirtball because you made him do it and then you're running away. Learn a lesson from it. Don't be a dirtball next time, but you have the right to break up with him. Amy, anything?
Yeah, I would just say, yeah, next relationship, don't try to change them so fast.
You got what you see. You bought
it. Here it goes.
That's what you bought. And that's what you live with.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't try to change us. We only get worse. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter Or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop, boop, 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
All right, so here's the question. Is Raymundo our audio producer getting scammed. Think about this. We talk about a lot of scams. We try not to fall victim. Most of us don't. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Most of us don't. Raymundo, what's happening where you think you're being scammed?
Yeah, so my wife got hit up and they asked her, they said, hey, would you want to go stay in a cabin in East Tennessee near Knoxville for free? You don't pay $1. There's no maintenance fees, no cleaning, anything you have to do. And I said, what's the catch? That sounds too good to be true. And they said, well, you just got to do a TikTok while you're in there, a dance video or something that kind of just shows off the cabin.
Do you say what the cabin is, where it is?
I believe we would say the location and the name of the company or whatever. So we said, cool, let's see your website. And they go, our website's down right now. We just started. We're a brand new company, but we need influencers to try and promote us. But it'll be up very, very soon. You just need to pick a month, either in November or December, come out the whole weekend free. And so what I'm saying to Baser is, are we about to drive to a cabin in East Tennessee and get robbed?
Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, robbed or scammed or yeah.
Oh, there's no cabin when you show up. That'd be great.
Well, and it gets a little worse, though. Uh-oh. So there's no cable TV, which I said, whatever. I mean, I can go a weekend without NFL and college football. But also, there's no Wi-Fi. So they said your cell phones won't work.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, what?
I mean, they're baiting you to come in and to go straight Dahmer on you.
Yeah, that's weird. But the pictures that she saw, they were a little, they were was like a filter put on them so that we couldn't steal these people's pictures and put them anywhere else. And it was like, there was a hot tub and there's a nice little loft.
Would you want to go to this cabin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from the picture, the hot tub overlooks the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. So that has to be tons and tons of money for free.
And you just have to make one TikTok and say where the cabin is.
Yeah, like, and dance in the TikTok.
And put a phone number in there?
Probably.
Do they promise there are no cameras watching you guys inside the cabin?
I don't know. I can ask those questions.
Why is there no Wi-Fi, though? This isn't...
That's weird.
1937.
That's where it is, in the woods.
Yeah, you get Wi-Fi anywhere.
No, all those cabins have Wi-Fi.
They told us in the final whatever miles of the trip, Wi-Fi does go out, so you have to have a physical map with you to find the place.
Physical map?
Oh, boy.
This
like a paper
awful.
Map?
Yes.
Okay, would you do it, guys? A free cabin, but it sounds like the cabin is your final place of living.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah, would you do it for a free cabin for two nights or so?
They said it's Friday through Sunday.
Oh. Friday night, Saturday night, and you leave on Sunday. Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox?
Yes, absolutely. Sounds like an adventure, fun time with the wife. Hang out, get away from, you know, technology, get off the grid for a little bit. I think it's going to be perfect.
Would you do it and do a TikTok?
Yeah.
Eddie?
No. There are too many things wrong here. Like, you got to use a real map to get there. No Wi-Fi. No, this is a trap. I'm not doing it.
Because you can't call for help, is what I see.
Right.
There's no way to tag yourself where you are.
There's no website. There's no paper trail where
you're
going.
That's weird, too. Like, we don't have a website right now.
They said they're brand new. That's why they needed us. Because nobody knows about these places yet.
Amy?
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true to me. Although, I would enjoy it.
I wouldn't do it until there are some legit things up.
Yeah.
Like a website.
Like, are there other TikToks about it that we could watch?
Yeah, who else are they talking
people?
To?
Good point.
Well, I mean, where are they now?
Nobody stayed in these cabins before. They're brand new, so.
Again, fishy that they would come to you first.
And they're almost like igloos in the woods.
Oh, this sounds like Fyre Fest.
But it's like, and they've built walls that if you scream, no one can hear you from the inside. I don't know, dude. I think I would wait until there's more legitimacy, like somebody else is doing it. They have other influencers they're working with. People stay there. I'd probably hold for now.
What about indoor plumbing?
Yeah, they have that. And they also said we got to hurry, though, and pick our weekend.
Of course. Hurry, guys.
They're booking up quick.
Our murdering weapons may get dull. You need to hurry. Yeah, I'd wait. What do you think you're going to do?
Oh, we're 50-50.
Ask more questions. Can't hurt.
The talks have started.
Hey, I want to say this, and I want to be very vague. Ray, someone of great stature has reached out to me about your idea for the app.
Yeah!
Someone of great stature has reached out and said that this is something that they are considering approaching you about.
Yeah!
Ray pitched an app to the Barbara Corcoran and Shark Tank. And she goes, that's a great idea. But then she's like, then she disappeared.
Yeah.
But someone heard it and said that idea has some real legs to it.
Dang.
I can tell you off the air.
What realm are they in?
I don't want to get you too excited, but there's definitely something there.
Yeah, I don't get too excited. That's fun, though.
Lunchbox, how insane would you go if someone got into business and bought Ray's app?
Oh, they'll just lose money. I don't even understand the app, so it'll make me mad. But I mean,
what they said was you can't run it because you don't have any idea, but they know how to. They've done it before. They've developed other massive apps.
They're right on that.
Like they would use their team, and you just come in as a partner and owner.
ideas. Wow.
Yeah, they were like, they're like, that's a great idea. Like, has that, how's that not been thought of?
I still don't understand it.
Right.
I still don't understand.
We don't expect you to.
You're going to buy drinks on layaway because the bar's going to go out of business.
Oh, good.
The bar gets paid.
The bar gets paid immediately.
And then you pay. It's sort of like a credit card for the bar.
It's like a credit card, yeah. But anyway, there's a little heads up there, Raimundo. All right, well, good luck. Hey, nice knowing you if you go this weekend to the, to the place.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Gordon, an 11-year-old dog. It's called a Shiba Inu. Never heard of such a thing. But it's a special needs dog from Bella Vista, Arkansas, is the winner of the 2022 World's Cutest Rescue Dog Contest presented by Pedigree. He got hit by a car years ago, has to use a wheelchair now, but is still happy as ever. Boy, what does that Shiba Inu look like, Mike? I see it. It's a cute dog. It looks kind of like a husky. It's kind of gold, like a golden retriever and a husky were slammed together. It's a really cute dog. This one's in a wheelchair. His owner, Wendy, first spotted Gordon in Facebook about the dog's story, the hit and run, left him paralyzed on the side of the road. They saved the dog. Obviously, his back legs didn't work anymore, but he's in a wheelchair and he was still loving life, so she rescued him. And now everybody loves him. He's always happy, still plays a lot, and at 11 years old, just won the cutest rescue dog contest.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool. Here's what we did. When Stanley had his surgery, we got online and he had a couple really rough days. We bought like a gurney, a dog gurney that also had wheels. We're like, we have to roll him around in this thing for a month. He's never going to be able to walk again. And we bought it. By the time we got it in the mail, he was like, oh, I'm good. And he's not good.
He's walking.
But he can walk. And the vet and the internet says when they start to put their foot down, that's okay. Don't let them run. But they have to slowly start trusting it and building it back with the torn ACL. And so he's putting his foot down little by little, kind of just ginger on it. But here we are. We're like, bro, we got a whole gurney here. We can take it. He's like, I'm good.
So what did you do with the wheelchair?
Well, it's like a gurney thing.
Yeah.
Well, we bought a little wheelchair thing too. We didn't even get it. Didn't even get to the house before we knew we couldn't use it.
We'll just keep it for later because.
Oh, that's true.
We might have another surgery.
True, and we also have a little wheelbarrow we bought too.
Oh my god.
Because we're just gonna roll him around in it. He's too fat. Kayla couldn't carry him around because he's 75 pounds now, and I could, but he's like a 75 pound gooey bag of potatoes. Because like, you pick him up and that 75 pounds doesn't stay in the same spot. It's like a dead body.
Yeah.
Like arms are, not that I know what a dead body feels like.
Yeah, I don't know.
But now we're getting there. He's doing pretty good. But also congratulations to Gordon, 11 years old, winning beauty contest. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're still doing this, I guess. So someone stole some pumpkins off Lunchbox's porch.
Yeah. I was robbed.
You weren't robbed.
I was the victim of a crime.
You weren't burglarized. A police officer called us and said that would be considered
larceny.
No, larceny, not larcening.
That's what I said, larceny.
Oh, no.
Larceny.
Oh, it's not larceny?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
But I am proud of us for all remembering.
I wouldn't know what that was.
I almost said arsony, so I was a little closer.
Well, not that either. But he was like, I got robbed. I got burglarized. You had a couple pumpkins stolen from your porch.
More than a couple.
Which you used to do as a kid, too, so it's almost...
No, I used to smash pumpkins, but I would do it right in front of their front yard, like in the streets. They'd know, hey, you got smashed. They took theirs. They took them for decoration because there was no smashing in any streets.
You also stole these pumpkins yourself because they were not for you. They were for the company that owns this building, and you acted like you worked for the company and took the pumpkins.
I asked the guy, am I allowed to have these pumpkins? Yeah, man, have as many as you
want. That's not what happened.
And I
said, can I take some from my neighbors? Absolutely, man. Go ahead and take as many as you want.
He said, do you work for XYZ? You said, yes. That was a lie.
I couldn't understand what he said because he had an accent.
Mm-hmm. So Lunchbox filed a police report.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no. Yes, come on. For pumpkins?
This is a waste of resources. I cannot support this.
What do you mean you can't support
it? You haven't heard the call
yet. Was I a victim of a crime?
Oh, my God.
What call? He called 911?
You can't. This is, oh, my gosh. He did not call 911.
Lunchbox, do you want to set this up?
I didn't call 911, guys. Called non-emergency.
311?
Well, whatever. It's not 311, but yes.
Whatever the non-emergency is. Okay. So
it's different everywhere.
Called, though, and here's that clip.
Non-emergency, how can I help you?
Yeah, man, I was just calling to let you know that I got robbed.
You got robbed?
Yeah, well, I mean, my house got robbed.
Okay. All right, so what happened? When did this crime occur? When did this happen?
I think it happened on Saturday. I don't know. We pulled up, and my son went walking up to the front porch, and he was like, Dada, our pumpkins are gone. So someone came.
Lunchbox is doing a bit. with this guy on the phone.
With a real...
He's doing dada. He's doing rock. He's doing a bit.
Oh, my goodness.
With this guy.
No.
The guy doesn't know it. The guy's doing his job.
No, hold on.
He's even doing like the little man. He's like, daddy, I'm scared.
Did you hear him when he said, you got robbed?
Yes. You're doing a bit right now.
No. You have to tell them what happened. It's like if you go to court... They're going to say, oh, what happened?
And they say reenact what your kid said and how he said it?
Yes, they're going to say, because whatever your statement is to them and then your statement later, your statement can't change. So you have to have exactly what happened.
You're not going to court.
Okay, here we go. Continue.
We pulled up and my son went walking up to the front porch and he was like, Dada, our pumpkins are gone. So someone came and stole our pumpkins off the porch.
Okay, so you're calling about pumpkins.
Yes, I'm calling about my pumpkins. I want to file a police report. I feel violated. I feel like someone came into my yard and stole my items, so I needed to call. I mean, what do? I have to call the police.
Okay. I know this is not an emergency line, man, but, I mean, they're just pumpkins, right?
Yeah, the pumpkins that were on my front porch for Halloween. They weren't carved yet. They were just, you know... There.
All right. I think we got all the info.
So I just want to make sure you're going to file a police report and you'll email me the report and all that, right?
Yeah. All right, man. I got it. Good.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, man. I just hopefully we can find my pumpkins and bring them back home.
Yeah. All right. Let's get this paperwork over to the detective. You hear that? I'll write this down. All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
He's totally messing with you.
He's got papers. He's crinkling.
He's crumpling a paper next to his phone.
He's just trying to get you off the phone.
That's great.
You knew when he went to, yeah, man, he wasn't taking it seriously anymore. And the fact that he's crumpling papers.
That was amazing.
Hilarious. What do you think about that? Did you know he's messing with you?
Once I listened back, I was like, man, I don't think he's really going to follow anything.
He's going to pass it to the detectives.
And so literally when I listened back, I was like, oh, man, that's him crinkling papers. Like he's like acting like he's busy.
That's like this. Breaking up.
Because you know what? Now that I think about it, I bet you they don't even do real papers. I bet you it's all in the computer.
They call it paperwork, though.
Yeah, I think it's just rolled over from like the 80s.
Oh, like the paper trail or whatever.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll wait for your police report. Let us know when it comes in. He just goes from being serious to, man.
Pumpkins.
And when that happens, it's over.
Dang.
Their pumpkins are gone. No, they're gone.
It's fine. Let it go.
Stop talking about it.
You know they're going to investigate?
I don't think so. They show up and drop their badges at a door today. We're here to investigate the pumpkins. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. you got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design, and because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, then like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Amy's dentist, my dentist, Dr. Trembley is on with us. Just general questions that I think people want to know that maybe they don't ask their dentist while they're there because most of the time we're freaking out. So Dr. Trembley is on the phone now.
Shit. Bobby
Bones. We have our dentist on the phone because our listeners love it when we put on people that can answer real life questions for them. Dr. Trembley, how are you?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, glad you're here. We're just going to go right to it because the question that I ask every single time, because mostly I forget the answer myself, I buy those little floss picks and I go and do my teeth. So if I do that instead of flossing, is it the same?
Yes and no. It's just not as good.
So kind of.
Yeah. So the point of flossing is to remove food and build up on the parts of the teeth you can't brush. And the only way to do that is mechanically with a water pick or floss or the floss strips that you're talking about. And so as long as you're doing it, that's better than not doing it.
What if I do it three times a day with the picks versus once a night with the floss?
Okay. Like I said, the point is to remove any food particles and buildup in the teeth. And so as long as you're clearing that, the reason those real tight picks aren't quite as good is because they don't adapt to the insides of the teeth. They're not as flexible, and so it doesn't tend to clean it as well. But I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. I'm glad I'm doing it too. I do it nonstop, three times a day. Morning, I do it when I eat. After I eat, and I spend a lot of time with it, and it bleeds sometimes. Sometimes I go real hard. Like, I really dedicate myself to it, and I get down there deep, and it's like, pfft, Anyway, next question.
Moving on.
Yeah. So how hard is it to get kids to brush their teeth? And any advice on, if parents are listening, what they could do to get their kids to brush their teeth a little more?
Well, hopefully I'll be better suited to answer this question. I just had a daughter. She's about 9 weeks old. She doesn't have any teeth yet. So I'm going into this without having a daughter or a child with teeth yet. But if you could get them excited and reward them and celebrate the cleaning of the teeth, brushing the teeth, I think that's the best way to get them motivated to do so. But again, I'll let you know here in a year or two.
Yeah, we're going to follow up with them on this, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
And be like,
a year or two.
How's that going? So mostly it's just kids and me who like the bubblegum flavor, right?
Yeah, bubblegum or mint usually, the popular ones.
Yeah, I like those. He's like, which adult flavor would you like? You got your bubblegum, doctor? That's what helps me get through it.
Vodka flavored.
Can you explain to me, and again, this is going to be a real dumb guy question, like what is a cavity?
So the enamel, which is the hardest thing the body makes, it's that's what covers the teeth. That's the part you see of the teeth. And it is incredibly strong and incredibly resistant to most things, except its weakness, its kryptonite, is acidity. And it just so happens that everything that's colorful and tastes good that we drink is very acidic, like Coke. And also other acidic sources are if you're having acid reflux or you're vomiting, then that creates the cavities. And the third source is the bacteria in our mouth. When they eat simple sugars and they metabolize the things they eat, they excrete acidity. So prolonged exposure to acid is what causes the cavity, and it's eating through the enamel, that hard surface. And once it does that, it spreads to the rest of the tooth and eventually to the nerve.
Yeah, and that hurts, guys, mm-hmm. in case you haven't
heard.
It hurts a lot. Dr. Jeff Trimbley is on with us, smileonnashville.com. He's also my dentist and Amy's dentist.
Yep.
And so we got a whole list here. Next one. What's the best way to whiten your teeth? The safest, the most effective?
Yeah, great question. So what stains the teeth is, you know, the things we eat and drink, and it stains the layer beneath the enamel. So whitening toothpaste, all that is it's got little particles in it that scrub the surface of the teeth. So that only whitens the surface. To whiten the layer beneath, you have to put a peroxide type gel. So the oxygen diffuses across the enamel and breaks up stains deep in the teeth.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
how do we get that?
So
I need
peroxide.
Like Rosetta Stone dentist there. There's a lot of words there.
Well, what I was saying is, you know, there's a lot of whitening toothpaste. All that's doing is it just has more particles to scrape the surface of the teeth, so it's not really whitening very well. The real good way to whiten is with the whitening gel, the peroxide, and you put that on your teeth for a period of time, and the oxygen diffuses across and breaks up stains deep in your teeth. And last part about that is whitening is kind of like fitness. You're going to get your best whitening by doing it a little bit over longer periods of time, just like working out. And so really it's just the gel and putting it on your teeth.
What about charcoal on your teeth? People use charcoal a lot on their teeth. What does that do?
Yeah. So charcoal has antibacterial properties, but it also is pretty abrasive. So remember I said the whitening toothpaste has a high abrasive content. So I see a lot of patients use a lot of whitening and they start wearing down that enamel in their teeth. And you know, aside from being out in the wilderness and not having any other options, I wouldn't recommend charcoal because it is very abrasive. And whitening the teeth, remember, comes from the inside of the teeth, not the surface. Surface just removes stains.
Some of those Kingsford biscuits you grill with charcoal.
Those are good.
Yeah, could you do that?
Different.
You know, you could. I know you hung out with Bear Grylls a little bit, Bobby, and I'm sure he's taken some campfire charcoal and scrubbed it around on his teeth. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think about that? Was it such a dumb question?
No, man. You're right.
That seems crazy.
Exactly.
But,
okay. Should we brush before we come into the dentist's office?
Absolutely.
Just for your personal sake?
Like, please.
Well, it's, you know, when I'm working, so there's kind of two divisions of dentistry. We have the cleaning side, where my hygienist cleans teeth, and then I tend to repair teeth. And I always appreciate it when somebody's brushed. We keep toothbrushes in our bathroom with toothpaste on them for people to brush. But if you're coming in for a cleaning, you're getting your teeth cleaned anyway, so don't stress about it.
So eat all the chocolate cake you want if you're going in for a cleaning, and leave it.
That's right.
And be like,
yeah, let the hygienists do all the hard work.
Holiday, I just thought of something. I have a confession. Last time I went to see him, they are these nifty little toothbrushes in the bathroom. They're prepackaged.
I've done that.
And the bristles, they have the built-in toothpaste. And I thought, well, this is a great thing to keep in my bag. So I took a few.
You stole them. I just brushed my teeth there. I didn't steal them.
I didn't. I mean, it was two. Is that, sorry? I just thought, well, these are neat. I wanted to remember to maybe try to order some on Amazon.
You'll be invoiced.
Sorry.
Amy, I'm over here laughing. This is great. But that's why they're there.
Okay,
we want you to grab a few.
Cool.
Do you hate Halloween because of all the candy?
I don't hate Halloween because of the candy. I love Halloween. I guess it helps me stay in business.
Final thing. I have surgery this afternoon. I came to your office. And it was a very quick trip. I sat down and you were like, well, this ain't good. And you told me, you said, this is what it, can you explain what's happening to my tooth? So, because I may have been a little dramatic. I'm not sure. As a doctor, will you tell them what's going on?
So we have a 3D x-ray of your tooth. And what I did is I tapped on a few different teeth.
Woo!
And do you remember when I hit the one that's affected? You about hopped out of the chair.
Yeah, it's like a choir boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that tells me one of two things. Either there's a crack in that tooth or the pulp inside the tooth is really affected and needs to be taken out with a root canal. I'm kind of 50-50 on which one it is with you. I'm not for sure. So where I'm starting with you is I'm going to send you to the endodontist, and he's going to go on the inside of that tooth, take that pulp out and look from the inside to see if there are cracks. If there's a crack, then we probably need to get that tooth out and put an implant in.
Full implant. Worst he's ever seen.
If there's not a crack, then he's just going to get the pulp out. He's going to seal it from the inside, and you just won't have a nerve in that tooth, and you'll be fine.
AKA root canal.
Correct.
And so we looked at the x-ray, and there's like a big, cut. I don't know. What is that, a fracture look like?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to tell because these fractures can be small. But, and again, if it is a crack, then we're going to have to probably get the tooth out. But I think there's a chance that it's just a damaged pulp, and he'll be able to fix it in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah, but like you said, it's the worst you've ever seen. You couldn't believe a human could actually take that pain and actually function. Remember you said that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're tough as nails.
Boom.
Most people would be crying and not working.
That's right. You know what I said? I said, my tooth hurts, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go do some charity work.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I said. Okay, Amy, anything you'd like to say as we wrap up with Dr. Tremblay?
Yeah, I just thought of something. I had to start taking a new medication recently, and my mouth is really, really dry, and it's actually, it's very annoying. So is there anything I can do to make my... No, I drink water.
It's a wet water.
Okay, yeah.
Wet
Dr.
Little,
Jeff.
Wet it a little bit.
Wet wipe.
Stop. I drink water. You have to have had patients that have dry mouth syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, when I see you in the practice, we need to chat about this because remember I talked about the acidity is what's damaging to the teeth?
Yeah.
Your saliva has it's alkaline, so it's the opposite of acidic. So the saliva helps coat the teeth and protect them from acidity. So when your salivary glands dry up, you're more susceptible to decay. And we can do like biotin.
Oh, I have biotin.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do that. That's what I've been doing. I Googled that. It said biotin, but I thought I'd ask you. And I've been rinsing with that. But now I'm scared to rinse more than once a day.
No. The biotin will be fine. And okay. I can also get you some gum with xylitol that stimulates the salivary flow. But But gum with its xylitol in it is awesome. It's a great treatment for just about anybody because xylitol is a sugar that the bacteria feed on, but they can't process it. So it's like eating food that has no calories in it, and it confuses them, and they die off.
Oh. I feel like this interview was used for a little personal session with Amy there for a minute, and nobody else even knows what's happening here.
But does that bubble yum have the xylitol in it?
Good question. No. That's how we get it back to the people.
Hubba
Bubba.
Yeah.
Hubba Bubba doesn't, but there's a lot of gum that is advertised with xylitol in it. It's XY, I don't even know how to spell it.
Cool.
The xylitol is great for anybody. It tastes good, it stimulates salivary flow, and it confuses bacteria.
Dr. Tremblay, we appreciate your time and your knowledge, and I think you answered a lot of our questions and a lot of our listeners' curiosities. So thank you. Everybody go to smileonnashville.com. If you want to see Dr. Tremblay, hey, not bad for the eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah?
Not bad for the eyes.
I thought he worked on teeth.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, pretty good looking fella. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Just going to leave that there.
And he has a therapy dog.
You can't say that.
His therapy dog is employee of the month.
You can't say that about the dentist.
12-time employee of the month.
Yeah, he's up on the screen when I was there the other day. Employee of the month. Oh, Pee-wee.
How do the other employees feel about
that? They all hate it. They're all very resentful. Very resentful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Tremblay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. All right, take care.
It'd be funny if while that was happening here, he's actually working on somebody as he's talking. I go, wow, man. There you go. Hope that answered a lot of your questions, and always good to have him on. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. But here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
When it comes to making cool graphics, I'm not very good at it. But every once in a while, if you see me do something, and I'm like, I made this, and you're like, I bet he hired someone. Nope. The truth is, I use Canva. because you can take a dumb like me that doesn't know a lot about graphic design. And because of the templates already built in, you can do things that look super cool. You can do like Mike D, who does know a bit about it, and it looks even cooler. Like, what do you use yours for?
You can do it to make a pitch deck, and it looks like it took like a million hours to make, in like 5 minutes.
And that's because a lot of the templates are already there. You can just build into it.
Yeah, it's so quick.
So supercharge your work docs with MagicWrite, which is Canva's AI text generator as well. Just start with a prompt. Describe what you want to say in a few words. MagicWrite will generate a draft in seconds. Tweak your draft, and then you're done. And tweaking it means just go ahead and read it, make sure it's like in your words. Or in my case, make sure you misspell something, right?
Yeah.
So tweak it. It's a serious time saver. It's a perfect way to beat the blank page. MagicWrite is powered by OpenAI. It's built into the Canva doc, so you get AI text generation right where you need it, where you write. No more copying and pasting from other programs. And again, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Canva will make you look like the smartest, greatest graphic designer of all time. So it's a perfect time saver. It's perfect if you're doing a presentation. Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. Start with using a stunning template. Use it as a springboard for your design. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
The guy in California, they call him Mr. Teddy Bear. He shaves. His hair grows back fully about 3 hours later.
Wow.
Whoa.
His hair grows that fast.
That's a man.
When you're 13, that would be awesome.
Right, because it doesn't grow that fast at all.
After about 26, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
That stinks. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
A man in California called Mr. Teddy Bear says he's a real life werewolf when it comes to hair. He says he's been growing body hair since he was 13. He's learned to deal with it. He has two exes that would shame him for his body hair or passive aggressively make him shave it off, but it would grow back fully 3 hours later. You can almost see that hair grow at 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't watch it like sprout, like slow motion nature film, but 3 hours, that's crazy. My hair grows pretty quick. My head grows real quick. Eddie, I'm not trying to rub it in.
I mean, that but was, it does you were looking grow, at me when you said that.
It grows really quickly. And then my facial hair grows in pretty strong, except for like one little thing where I have a scar on my chin. Other than that, it's pretty good. Who's the hairiest person on the show? It's got to be either Scuba or Mike D.
Oh, that's a good...
Yeah.
I think it's
Scuba. I've seen Scuba without a shirt.
And Scuba's completely bald on his head, but oh. It's like it just forgot to grow there. And it's like, well, we got to get out somewhere.
It comes in the rest of my body.
Yeah, because it's thick.
Yeah, and I used to shave my whole body in my 20s because I thought it looked better, but then I just gave up, and I've got hair everywhere. I can show you what I've got.
I don't.
No.
I'm showing, Scuba.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I just.
Daddy's seen it.
Do you I've like being it. Hairy? Because back in the 70s and 80s, Burt Reynolds' time, that was a real thing.
Like, I think it's okay. I think it's a thing now again. Plus, it keeps me comfortable, and in the warmer or the winter season, I feel a little warmer.
You bear.
Are you serious? You do feel warmer because you're hairy?
Yeah, I really do.
Dang. Scuba's very hairy. Mike's pretty hairy. I have weird patches of hairiness. Like I don't have a hairy back, but I have like very prickly hairs on my back. Where it's, I like to be a little spoon. I'll admit it. And my wife would be like, "Ow!" I'm like, what? She goes, "You're prickling me. Where?
Your little hairs?"
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I know. pumpkin spice foods cost up to 160% more than the regular version for everybody that wants to romanticize pumpkin spice. 160% more than what it normally would be if it didn't have pumpkin spice in it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Save money. We'll don't buy pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, it looks like the average person gives up trying to be trendy at the age of 35.
I don't think I started until then.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to be trendy?
Well, not try, but like finding things that I enjoyed that were somewhat fashion-ish forward, especially shoes. I always liked shoes, and I never had shoes growing up, and I
you know, I was, my thing was, when I make it, I'm going to have shoes, because I couldn't afford shoes. And I had to buy shoes at yard sales and garage sales my whole life for school shoes, probably till 11th grade, until we got a credit card for JCPenney. And I thought, man, when I am making it, in the first purchase, everybody's like, what was your first big purchase? It's a pair of my, Jordans, white Jordans. And then I, about 34, 35, I was like, all right, I'm doing pretty good. It's time to go crazy on shoes. And that's what I do. I have a whole lot of shoes. So I think that's where I live it. What, Lunchbox, do you ever want to be trendy?
Oh, I'm not trendy?
No.
Oh, we're just now letting him know?
Yeah, you're not, man.
I mean, my hoodies, I feel like hoodies are in now. Like, everybody wears hoodies.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think that I'm pretty trendy with that.
You're definitely
a trendsetter, yeah. Maybe.
So what happens over
well,
there?
Well, what happens around 35 is kids. You spend money on kids. You don't have as much money to spend on yourself, time to even really worry about it.
That's my problem. I ain't got time.
Well, you guys make kids sound like it's ain't a good thing.
Well, I mean, they do take all your money.
Pros and cons.
And all your time.
And all your time.
But then they have money.
And all your energy.
And energy. Dang, I have that too.
They make you real tired.
Oh, no. They bless you in other ways.
And you say that through your teeth. All right, what else?
All right. There's a list of things that are illegal to throw away, and I'm pretty sure I've thrown away, well, maybe all of them.
Okay.
Batteries. Uh-huh.
That makes sense. What are we supposed to do with them? You shouldn't throw batteries.
Because of the mercury.
So what do you do with them?
They said you can drop it off at places like Staples or other stores.
I would never do that. I mean, no. That's tough.
Guys, we've all done that.
I know.
Most
they kick in the door now. Get down.
It's a raid.
Take us all in.
Again, same thing with old cell phones, computers, other what they
probably
call
good to know.
E-waste, electronic waste.
Probably a new thing, too, that we're just now learning we shouldn't be tossing in the actual garbage.
So, like, Google in your state where you can go drop it off. Old medications, if you toss them or flush them, they can end up in a water supply.
That makes sense.
And you can, the FDA says, search for drug disposal near me.
A lot of searching. I'm already tired of trying to find places to drop all this crap off. What else?
Old paint, because that's flammable or poisonous. Paint stores will take that from you.
One day on this show, when we all feel good, we're all in a good place, I would like Freddie to tell his paint story. Not today.
What's my paint story?
Your paint story.
You know when the painters come to the house.
Oh, that's a good story.
What?
It's just a good story.
I'm almost ready to maybe tell my what was mailed to me story. Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe.
We're going to do that first.
Really?
Whoa, that's breaking news.
I'm never. Breaking news! Breaking news!
Maybe. I'm
never going to press that for you to do
I know
it.
You're not. But I had a thought the other day that, like, okay, enough time has passed and
she wants
really
to get off
happen.
Her chest. Let's do it.
That's big
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's
I have
go.
To,
that's
I have
big
to
stuff.
Consult other people.
Yeah, consult
first.
Me. Ask me.
No.
Oh,
there's
that's
other people.
Big news. Okay, today's the 24th. Can we say
Halloween?
Ooh, that's good.
No, I have to do.
Can we say November 1st?
Terrifier 2 by Halloween.
Can we say November 1st? That's a Tuesday, but it's the first
can
of the
do
month.
That.
I remember that. Maybe the first of the month you finally tell what was mailed to you. I know, and people are going to be like, what the?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
You guys don't?
No, we don't know.
Still don't know.
Well, speaking of.
Can we say November 1st?
Exposing things, I don't even know what happened to it, and I don't want to know.
Can we say November 1st?
We can.
Okay. November
1st. No, with a side asterisk of need to talk to other people first.
There's a chance November 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, big news, breaking news.
Can't
okay.
wait.
All right, let's move on to Luke Bryan and what he doesn't want to know. So he's obviously really rich. I mean, I think he's got $45 million
more.
Or so.
More.
Well, that was according to Forbes.
Whatever you're thinking, more.
Yeah, it's more.
So I guess he had to have a talk with his business manager, and he said, look, I just never want to know how much money my family spends. Like, whatever my wife and my kids do or whatever we have to do to keep up with all we have to spend to live the way we live, don't ever tell me.
Wow.
That means you have a lot.
That means you have a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. He's earned it.
He said right here, me and my business manager, we have an agreement. He's never allowed to tell me what my family members cost me annually.
See, I do the opposite. I'm like, you tell me every penny you spend.
Manager?
No, my wife.
Oh,
yeah,
you tell her.
She's
the business manager.
Yeah. Every penny.
I was like, wait, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Eddie has a business manager.
No chance. They're like, well, this is easy. I don't have a lot of money to deal here.
I'm shocked that you're going to allow us to talk. But by the way, Luke has way more money than that.
Yeah.
For sure. And secondly, I am excited to know that hopefully on November 1st, you will finally let America know what was mailed to you. We've been holding it for maybe two years.
It's felt like 2 years.
Because it's been so long, like,
And maybe I'm just detached from it now, but it's still a big deal.
I don't
right?
think they could trace the situation.
No. I'm just saying, like, it's a bit. We had what reason to make
you,
it a big deal.
What happened to you was bizarre and scary. And right then, I wouldn't have known what to do.
Okay. I just, you know, when you're separated from it for a while, you're like, this is really that big of a deal.
I would ask our security guy.
Oh, I already know his thoughts on it.
Never mention it?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. I tell him just to tell you yes. I'm like, you know the rules here.
Do what I say.
And then he punches me in the face and goes, no, you do what I say.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this teenager, Allison, in Texas, and she has epilepsy. But she decided she wanted to get involved in pageants. So she showed up to one pageant. She had her service dog with her. And someone actually told her, yeah, you're not going to be able to really do this. You have a service dog. Pageant girls don't have disabilities. Well, she proved that person wrong because she was just crowned Miss Dallas Teen USA with her dog by her side. And they even made a little crown for her dog.
That's cool. She also, you know, gets to represent and also for other kids that are going through the same thing can see her do it, can also go, hey, I can do that too.
Yeah.
You know, she gets to have representation. She's a representation for other kids out there.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's a great story. And I heard the dog, though, has turned into a pretty Madonna.
Really?
Yeah, the dog's been tough. After the dog got the crown, I heard the dog's been tough to work with. All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.